Hello, and welcome back to The Principal Entrepreneur. My name is Jonathan Royce. I'm a husband, father, principal, and entrepreneur. Every week, we offer you content that supports educational leaders with strategies and suggestions that answer the question, how do I become a great principal? Today, I'm talking about the three reasons a principal should embrace failure during a pandemic. Growing up in a competitive society, it's difficult to wrap your mind around losing. As a former All-American athlete at the University of Michigan, failure was something that got you blasted by your friends and teammates. In the athletic arena, failing teaches you that you have to try harder, work out longer, change your techniques to compensate for weaknesses, and rely on your teammates and coaches to put you in the best possible position to win. In business, failure can be even more cutthroat and mean you could lose your job. In education, the stakes are even higher, and failure could mean destroying a child's life. Under these circumstances, it's hard to risk failure and try new things. However, as a principal, you are in a leadership position in order to make decisions in which failure is a real possibility. These are three reasons you should want to fail and fail quickly. Number one, it demonstrates courage. Trying innovative programs and ideas can galvanize your staff. If your building is filled with stale ideas from the past and cynicism about the future, the courage to try something new can help break you out of this malaise. During this coronavirus opportunity and the drastic changes it is forcing, we can put new ideas into place. Number two, it shows a growth mindset. Schools are not too big to fail, and this pandemic is going to show that. With the massive budget cuts that are coming to education, this will be truer than ever. As the principal, trying new things, failing at them, and then learning from them is an essential part of leadership. We need to institute changes, collect and reflect on the data, and change course accordingly. Right now is the time to shine and demonstrate the power of being a continual learner. Number three, it models vulnerability. Being vulnerable is an exercise in courage, especially when you're exposing yourself to criticism. Your staff will, in turn, be comfortable telling their truths and be open to asking for help. Mutual vulnerability creates a culture of community. According to Brené Brown, who was quoted in Harvard Business Review, vulnerability here does not mean being weak or submissive. To the contrary, it implies the courage to be yourself. It means replacing a professional distance and cool with uncertainty, risk, and emotional exposure. Failing at something and being truthful about it is an example of vulnerability. It will give your staff and students the courage to try new things, fail, and try again. Being a great principal means you will often be in a position to fail. Failure demonstrates courage, shows that growth mindset, and models vulnerability. Embrace that fact and embrace failure as an opportunity to create your future. For more short articles and tips that support educational leaders, check out my blog at www.howtobeagreatprincipal.com. And or order my newest book, How to Be a Great Principal, 36 Shared Leadership Success Strategies. This is just a short handbook that gives you tips and tricks to be successful as a principal. If you're an auditory learner, you can download my podcast, The Principal Entrepreneur, on iTunes and Podomatic. Episodes are available all the time. If you're interested in sharing your experience as an educational leader, please email me at JonathanRoyce@theprincipalentrepreneur.com. Finally, I'm part of a community of supportive principals. Please join our private Facebook group at The Principal Entrepreneur. That's it for this episode. Hope you enjoyed it and hope to see you soon.